Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne. Don't let them entities take up your home. Cause you're the entity that make them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow. I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug, I just walk with love. Haters wanna give me the me mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves. They probably need a hug. I'm the one to hit them with this truth. They sweep it under rug. So deal with it yourself, don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic. This is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it. Orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and add some grace and we can re-reveal it.
This world is yours, it's yours.
I'm back up on my grizzly. Used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large. We live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star. They say we come from Mars. Either way, it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, Captain. See, right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan. Until you pull up in a Royce and show us how to make it. Until you pull up with your voice and show us how to take it.
Take it.
Everybody, this is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Tuesday, July the 10th of 2018. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, I want to talk about something that is very close and near to my heart. I mean, everything I talk about is near to my heart, but this is really, really near. This is one of these toe-curling messages. Today, we want to talk about true, authentic success. I've had success all my life, but it was never authentic. It was never authentic, brothers and sisters, and it wasn't until the last 2 months maybe, that I've actually tapped into true authentic success, where money flows to me easily and effortlessly in multiple dimensions or multiple ways. Money flows easily and effortlessly from multiple sources. My health, my wisdom, my relationship, everything now is effortless because the big G is effortless. Everything is in the eternal now. True authentic success is the eternal now. It's not coming tomorrow and it didn't happen last week. It's now. Right now, everything is what it should be. There is no striving. I'm not going anywhere. There's no destination. Well, I am going somewhere. I'm actually, speaking of that, if the call drops, Please do not disconnect. I'll call back in. I am driving. I'm almost in. Where am I almost now? Where are we at? I'm almost in Utah now. Almost in Provo. Started out driving on my journey to Boise, Idaho, man. 30 hours. I like driving, though, you guys. So this isn't, you know, I got three brothers that were over-the-road truck drivers. And so you may hear a little noise in the background, blah, blah, blah. That's just the family. I'm on my way. We're almost in Provo, Utah, driving. And my brothers were over-the-road drivers. I almost went into over-the-road driving. And when I was in the military, I used to drive from San Diego, California, all the way back home to Houston, Texas. And I used to do that, man, about every 3 to 4 months or so. I'm used to driving. I used to drive on the weekends back from here to New Mexico. Driving is no biggie for me. People say, oh, dude, you're going to drive 30 hours? No big thing, especially when your mentals is correct. So today I want to talk about how to get your mentals correct, the foundation of true, authentic success. See, success is really interesting to me. We are all master creators. So today's message is how to bring order out of chaos, how to create light form beings from dark entities, how to create light form beings from dark entities, how to turn a negative into a positive, how to create wealth out of poverty, how to create health out of sickness, how to create wisdom out of ignorance, how to create a good relationship out of a bad relationship. In order to be a master creator, you must understand the true fundamental keys to authentic success. So the true fundamental keys to authentic success is that you are the creator. You are the same mind of the creator. To the degree that you become like the creator becomes like you. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. Let me, we're about to curl some toes today. Y'all ready? To the degree that you become like the creator becomes like you. Let me say it again. I don't think you got it. To the degree that you become like vibrationally, to the degree that you are a vibrational match of the creator is the degree that the creator is a vibrational match for you. Let me say that again. I don't think you got it. To the degree that you are a vibrational match for the creator is the degree that the creator is a vibrational match for you. Now, if you're not a vibrational match for the creator, now let me go back to the title of today's message again. I'm talking about true authentic success. Now, I'm not talking about worldly success. I'm not talking about, you know, the world's definition of success. If you got money, you're successful. That's not the biblical definition of success. The biblical definition of success is prosperity. Prosperity is peace of mind. Peace of mind comes from peace of mind. Money is a symbol of true authentic success. So you can have $1 million in the bank, but your peace may be whack because you stole that $1 million. And so you got to sleep with one eye open. That's not authentic success. That's not what I'm talking about, boo-boo. What I'm talking about today, my brothers and sisters, is true authentic success that pales in comparison to what's being promoted today. You could be in a relationship with, Miss America, that's a toe curling blankety blank 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 blank. But if she don't like you, but you like her, you are not in a true successful relationship. So, brothers and sisters, true authentic success comes from three things that I've been talking about for the last 20 years. Now, the Bible says faith, hope, and love. The greatest of these three is love. Faith, hope, and love. Now, that's extremely important because without understanding that, faith, hope, and love is the same thing as focus, discipline, and order. So faith, hope, and love is the same as focus, discipline, and order. Faith, hope, and love, focus, discipline, and order. Faith, hope, love, focus, discipline, order. Faith, hope, love, focus, discipline, and order. The greatest of these three is love. The greatest of these three is order. Since you, maybe not you, but people you know, are not putting your thoughts in order, you're not putting your thinking in order, your thoughts in order, Everything is out of order. That's why you don't have prosperity or peace of mind. Now, remember the true biblical definition. We're not talking about the worldly stuff. The true biblical definition of success is prosperity. Prosperity is the peace that comes from God. Not the peace that the world gives, but only the peace. Like if I give you $10 million in the areas of wealth, you're going to be pretty peaceful because you know you have enough money to basically address any issue that pops up. Now, if I gave you a clean bill of health, no, if I didn't give you, but if you have a clean bill of health, if the doctor says you have cancer and you got 6 months to live, how much peace of mind do you have? Probably not a lot, if you're being honest. But if you go to the doctor and they say your cancer is in remission, all of the cells, we don't know what happened, but hey, man, everything is gone, everything is great, and you got a clean bill of health. Now, if you get that from the doctor, then you got a pretty good peace of mind. I mean, you're like, okay, I'm good. So, you know, I'm going back to smoking my cigarettes again or whatever you was doing. And if you done some research and you know, done like me, you've identified that everything that's in the Bible is actually in the body, and everything that's in the body is actually in the Bible, and you've read some ancient text that was written 6,000 years before the Bible that says the exact same thing as the Bible, when you can prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that Jesus Christ is eternal in the body, if Jesus is who he said he is, then when they say, hey, what about Buddha or Muhammad or what about this guy or that guy, you're good because now you got some biological, you also got some esoteric, you also got some biblical proof to your belief system. So you have something called peace of mind. So when you get peace of mind, that is what is true, authentic to self. Okay, Brother Will, that's awesome, dog. How we get this peace of mind you're talking about? Do we got to go rob a bank? Do we got to say 15 Hail Marys? Do we got to throw some salt over our left shoulder? What we got to do, boo-boo? All right. In order to get peace of mind, brothers and sisters, there's something that has to be done. Now, that thing that has to be done is called focus, discipline, order, or it's called faith. It's called hope. It's called love. Faith is acting as if. Hope is H-O-P-E, helping other people evolve. Helping other people love or helping other people earn. If you are not doing that, your dog ain't hunting. Because only what you do for Christ will last. Christ is the messianic office that furnishes the one in that office with the power to fulfill that office. Money is focused energy that is delivered with enthusiasm in the form of a product, service, or information that benefits other people more than to benefit yourself. That's hope. Helping other people evolve. Helping other people earn. Faith, hope, love, L-O-V-E. Turn it around. E-V-O-L. Evolve. Helping other people grow, boo-boo. So you growing, but you ain't helping nobody else, okay? That's not true success. It's success. It's the worldly definition. Most worldly people, they like, you know, me, my foe, and no more. They get their money, they move out the hood, and they get bougie. You ever seen them black folks, they get a couple of dollars in their pocket, and all of a sudden they forgot that they grew up in the hood. That's not true, authentic to success based upon focus, discipline, and order. So focus on your niche, on your niche. Discipline your thoughts and order your steps. The Bible says that the steps of a righteous man are ordered by God. Focus, discipline, order. The greatest of these three is order. The only reason that you're not more successful is your thoughts are not in order. The only reason that your thoughts is not in order is you're not focusing on your niche. Heavenly Father, touch the minds, hearts, wills, emotions, and imagination of your people. Let me say that again. Brothers and sisters, I am authentically trying to be authentic. I really want you to be successful. That means peace of mind. I don't care now. If $10 give you peace of mind, you're successful. It's not about the amount of money. If you can walk up a flight of stairs with the help of a cane. If you can run up a flight of stairs, if you can do squats when you're 80, whatever your definition of health, wisdom, and relationship, that's peace of mind. Peace of mind, you can't buy it. Peace of mind coming from having thoughts that align with destiny, that orders your steps. See, depression, the word D, press, I, on. A demon is pressing on you. D, press, I, on. On, I, press, demon. A demonic, a disposition is pressing on your destiny. That's depression. Depression only exists when destiny is absent. Father, touch the minds of your people. I'm going to try not to yell and scream today and, you know, swerve off the road while I'm driving, but I can't talk about this stuff without getting excited. I really sometimes I probably need to pull over, you know, and jog or something, because when you get the truth doesn't ask you, hey, dog, you want to be free? No, the truth makes you free. See, the only reason that you don't have free, that your mind is still in bondage, is you don't have the truth. You got King James Version, or, you know, you got the National, you know, the NIV Version, or you got the Great American Version. You got a version, but you don't have the. Not you, but people you know. Now, let's break this down, brothers and sisters, because anybody can come over here and wax eloquently, but the proof is in the pudding. The proof is in the IMRs. The proof is in the immediate measurable results. Now, you love God. You say you love God. If you have the word, you say you have the word. If you've read the word, you say you've read some of the word, maybe not all of it. If you listen to my show, if you've joined the life management system, and you listen to the life management system, and you read a couple of my books, it is biblically impossible for you to not to have love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. Against such things, there is no demonic presence. Now, you will have negative thoughts. They will come. They will attack your mind. It will affect you for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes. If it's a big demon, if it's a big ruling disposition, maybe an hour. You may be walking around in a dumb stupor pressed for an hour, maybe even possessed. Maybe if it's a viceroy, if it's a ley line entity, if it's a blood dragon, that because of your calling, because you're getting close to actually operating in faith, hope, and love, the greatest of these three are love, because you're so close to actually acting as if. See, as long as you don't do faith, hope, and love that benefits other people, you're good. But the day, the second you have a thought in your brain to help somebody else, oh, boo-boo, you just ordered your lunch. You might want to get ready. Now, see, the problem is that people don't really understand that when you have a thought of love towards somebody else, of joy, towards somebody else, of peace, towards somebody else, when you want to, now, if you do it for yourself, no problem. The devil's not concerned. But you can't take nobody with you. You can't have an impact on your family. You cannot have a good marriage. You and your husband can't get along. Hell no. You and your wife cannot actually live in the same house and actually love each other unconditionally. You cannot provide, you cannot have a desire where you want to provide a space of unconditional love for your spouse. Mm-mm. The devil is going to show up at your house, boo-boo. And the problem is that many people that's part of the life management system, they thought life was going to get easy when they joined the system. Newsflash, no. It's going to get easy when you learn how to operate in the system. When you join the life management system, you are joining hands with a spiritual light worker. That's me. When you join the life management system, let me make sure you understand what you signed up for. See, I was in the Marines. The reason I went to the Marine Corps, I didn't go into the Air Force or the Navy, or the Coast Guard. I went into the Marines. Now, I didn't really know what I went into. I didn't really do this consciously, but the big G already knew. My disposition, when I tried to go into the Army said, we don't accept ex-Marines. And I asked the Army recruiter why. He said, Marines are too high strung. And I was like, what do you mean? He like, well, y'all just don't think like the Army way to the Air Force. And I asked the Air Force, and the Air Force told me, are you a prime Marine? I said, yes, sir. I want to go to the Marine. He said, we don't accept Marines. We don't even. Now, the Army at least would accept you depending on your MOS. That's your military occupation specialty. Now, if you're a grunt, that's a bushmaster in the Marine Corps. That's an 0211. And 0211, they call them bushmasters. That's infantry. Those are grunts. Those are dudes that take lives, like, for a living. There was, you know, in the movie Troy, there's a scene in there. The guy says, that man was born to take lives. Those are 0211s. Now, if you get into an altercation with a Marine, you might want to ask him his MOS. Now, if he's an 0211, you might not want to. No, at least not hand to hand. You might just want to shoot him. I'm trying to help y'all, boo boo. You might not want to get into a physical altercation with an 0211. I'm just saying, it may not end well for you. Now, those guys were doing MMA before MMA was even. They developed MMA. Like those dudes, they like kill. That's all they train all day to take lives. That's all they do. Thankfully, I wasn't an 0211. I was 5811. I was legal, an MP. Close, but I wasn't an 0211. That's why I wasn't as crazy as everybody else. I was crazy. Some people say still crazy, but I wasn't as crazy as the 0211. So when I went to the Army recruiter and I said I want to go into the Army, and they say you was ex-Marine, they said we don't take ex-Marines. I was like, why not? They said y'all too high strung. I said, what the is that? So I went up to the Air Force. They said we don't even like. The Army will at least talk to me. The Air Force, they say, sir, please leave. We don't want you to tab nothing in here. I'm like, dude. And they were like, sir, please, we don't want to call the police on you. The dude already knew I was getting ready to go off. And as soon as he said, we don't sell Marines, I'm like, what the? You don't mean you don't sell Marines? I was getting ready to flip some chairs in there. The dude already knew. Your Marines, y'all fools are crazy. We think differently. Then I went to the Coast Guard. They told me the same thing. I went to the Navy. The Navy said the Marine Corps is a division of the Navy. So if you were already in the Marines, you're already basically in the Navy. So I was stuck like Chuck. I could not get out of the Marine Corps because nobody else would take me in. But the thing I need you to understand is why. Because Marines are trained in a way. All Marines, when you go to Marines, your primary MOS is a secondary MOS. So when I was a 5811 and I was what they call it, an 0311, I did legal. But I started off, we all had to go to basic infantry school. That's the life management system. Now, everybody in the life management system, when you join the life management system, you don't know what you did. I probably should have told you in advance, but if I would have told you in advance, like if the Marine Corps would have told me that basically you're just a trained killer, I probably wouldn't have joined because I really didn't want to kill people. So if I would have told you when you join the life management system, you are a trained light worker. That's what the life management is really light management. So you are a darkness killer. You like a demon hunter or witch hunter. Remember the movie Witch Hunter with Vin Diesel? That's what the life management system. So when you join the life management system, your life going to suck until you learn how to fight. They're like, when I joined the Marine Corps, I went to boot camp. Yeah, going to boot camp was the hardest thing. You couldn't pay me to go back. I would never do that again. I would never, ever, ever let another man disrespect me the way that them fools disrespected me in boot camp. Never. See, I was young, dumb, and stupid back then. That's why I joined up. Marines get you when you're young because they know you're gullible. They know that the brain cells ain't really firing. You can't take no 40-year-old and make him into a Marine. The first time you jump in his face and you take the rifle and you hit him in the face with that weapon the way they did me, you're probably going to get hit back. So the life management system is the same way. I said all that to say this. When you joined the life management system, what you did was you became the vibrational equivalent of Michael and Gabriel and all of the archangels. Those in the book of Daniel, when they pray, they said the prince of Persia was slowing down your request. The archangel Michael, when he took on the prince of Persia, he did not take him on in his name. He said, the Lord God rebukes you. That's you. Now, as I did the show, I think about 10 years ago now, maybe 7 years ago, one of the first shows I did was, you are a fallen angel. And then I gave you the historical, I gave you the biblical, and I gave you the scientific proof, especially from the scientific perspective, that you are made up of hydrogen, oxygen, nitrogen, and carbon. Angels, stars, are made up of hydrogen, oxygen, nitrogen, no carbon. The only difference between you and quote-unquote angels or celestial beings is one molecule. That's called dirt. That's called your flesh. If you remove your flesh, you return back to spirit. The Bible, the biblical proof is ashes to ashes, dust to dust, meaning when you die, you go back to the ground. When God made Adam, he took him out of where? The dirt, the ground. Adam's name means what? It means red dirt. It means ruddy. It means dirt. It means earth. You made all you are, you're an angel in a dirt suit. Get rid of your dirt suit, you turn back to an angel. Now, in geometry, it's called, in sacred geometry, that's called an angle. Look at the spelling of the word, angel. It's exactly the same. Just use the, just move the N around. Now, that's important for you to know because the devil knows that you are, but you don't know. You don't know that you used to be a member of one of the most elite fighting forces on the planet, just like Marines. I like the movie Olympus, where it shows the war that goes on in heaven. There's a book called, if you need more esoteric proof, there's a book called The Angel Wars, or The Book of the Wars in Heaven. It's an ancient text written 6,000 years before the Bible. If you need more esoteric proof to prove your angelic prodigy, now the Bible says that God knew you in your mother's womb, meaning that you had a prior existence with the Father. Now, what does that mean when it comes to being your true authentic self? Your true authentic self is that you're not of the mankind, you're of the God kind. You're of the God class. What does that mean? That means blood is congealed light. Blood is dumbed down light. If you ask any doctor, they'll tell you that. Blood has something in it that is like quartz. They call it crystals or quartz. It's the thing that infuses or allow you to exist on this earth. That's what blood is. Blood carries oxygen, which is oxygen, which is made up of what we would call, from a scientific perspective, God. So if you had to say, what is God? Well, the answer to that question, what is the most abundant element in the universe, in space and on earth and under the earth? What is the most abundant chemical everywhere? The answer would be hydrogen. What is the number one chemical on the periodic table? The answer would be hydrogen. What are all molecules and all chemicals on the periodic table and everything on earth and everything in space? What is everything made up of? The answer, hydrogen. God, according to the Bible, is all things. It says in him, he made all things. He created all things. Hydrogen is the chemical equivalent of God. Now, remember, when I started today's show, In order for you to live your true, authentic life, you have to be the vibrational or the chemical or the mental equivalent. That's what Jesus says in Philippians 2:5. Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. He also said it in Matthew and in John when it says, we need to see the Father. And Jesus says, okay, when you've seen me, you've seen the Father. And then Philip said, no, you don't understand. I need to see the Father. And then Jesus said again, when you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Why? Me and the Father are one. What would Jesus say? Jesus is saying, I am the vibrational, I am the material equivalent of the Father. So that's all Jesus is saying. So in order for you to be successful, you have to be the vibrational equivalent of the Father. That means your thoughts must be like his thoughts. Your ways must be like his ways. Okay, next question. What is his thoughts? What is his ways? Well, he says, I wish above all things that none should perish and that all should come into the knowledge. So it is God's will that none should perish. So, in other words, he wants everybody to understand he's omnibenevolent. So in order for you to be successful, you have to focus on your destiny, which is God-like, meaning you are of the God kind. The offspring of a thing grows up to be like the thing, meaning I've never seen a horse grow up to be a giraffe. It's not in the cards. The offspring of a horse, a baby colt, grows up to be an adult horse. So a baby spirit grows up to be a big spirit. That's you. That's why you're here on earth, is to grow up. That's what it says in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1, when it tells us, let us go on past the basic teachings of Jesus Christ and him crucified. Let us grow up. Let us go on to perfection, to maturity. So the life management system is to help you to grow into maturity. That's success. True success is spiritual maturity. Let me say that again. True success has nothing to do with the amount of money you make or don't make. It has nothing to do with the amount of health or wealth or wisdom or relationship. It has to do with your mindset, being on the same frequency, the same wave, the same vibration as God. Why? If you do that, you get all the other stuff. So we cannot focus on the effect. We have to focus on the cause. The substance, the cause of everything is Jesus Christ or God. Because the Bible says in him, the fullness of the Godhead dwells bodily. So in him, the fullness of the Godhead dwells bodily. The fullness, that means when you see me, you see the Father, which is exactly what Jesus said. So the Bible also says anybody who does not believe that Jesus Christ came in the flesh is not of God. That means anybody who do not believe that inside of their body there's something called laminin, which is the chemical or the molecular symbol of a invisible spiritual substance. Now, you can get hung up on the symbol if you want to. That's okay. 90% of the planet does. It's okay. I know this is tough. But if you can't get past the symbolism to embrace the substance, you will not engage in peace. Because symbols come and go. I can go over to Japan, they got a different symbol. If I go to China, they got a different symbol. If I go to Central America, they got a different symbol. If I go to Haiti, they got a different symbol. So there's different symbols, but same substance. That's true, authentic success. See, Marines know there's a plethora of ways of ending somebody's life. But the end result is your heart stops beating. Now, we don't really care which way. When I was in the Marine Corps, we learned Hapkido. Hapkido, when I was in law enforcement, we learned Hapkido. When I was in corrections, we learned Hapkido. Bruce Lee was one of the masters of Hapkido. Hapkido is not an aggressive, it's a defensive art form, meaning it takes a person's energy, aggression, and it uses it against the person. Hapkido takes any expression and changes it into a weapon. That's the life management system. That's your job. So you tell me the devil showed up at your house. Okay, no problem. Take that expression, problem, turn it into a product. Now, let me make sure you understand the depth of the statement, because most people, they say, yeah, doctor, you don't understand. This problem, I can't turn it into a product. Yeah, I ain't seen a problem that cannot be turned into a product. The foundation of true, authentic success is the ability to take all darkness and transmute it into light. So light workers, they are able to work with all different variations and shades of light. And they turn it to its brightest or its highest possible vibrational limit or brightness. So oppression, depression, possession are not possible long term for boiling water. Yeah, them dogs don't hunt together. They're opposite. So what are you saying? The definition of the word success: light is the absence of darkness. Now, when you get to the higher level, you understand that light envelops the darkness, which simply means there is no such thing as darkness, which simply means there is no such thing as a problem, which simply means there is no such thing as oppression, depression, or possession, which simply means all problems are constructs of the mind, which simply means that all reality is, by definition, a dumbed down a particular problem to exist, which is another way of saying what they say about in physics and what the Bible says. Now, the Bible says all things work together for my good. Okay. Yeah, you lost me there, Brother Will. Okay, because you wouldn't tell me, you know, I got cancer, and you're telling me all things work together for my good. I don't understand that, brother. Can you assist me with that? You see, it's not until I got to that place of understanding how all things work together. So everything that is bad that happens is bad by definition. That means it's bad by perception. That means it's bad by your definition. Now, in the United States, our definition of poverty is totally different from, let's say, Zimbabwe, or let's say Nigeria, or let's say the Philippines. Let's talk about somewhere I've been. Let's say Okinawa. Let's say the Philippines. Let's say, you know, some portions of mainland Japan. Some of the places where I've been, where I've seen poverty. So people that are poor in the United States, yeah, not so much. But by definition, because the definitions are different. So the question is, who is defining the definition of your terms? If you look at who's defining the definitions of your terms, it's not the big G. See, your definition of oppression. Now, the devil is God's dog on a leash. So if the devil is attacking you, he's God's dog on a leash. So when the devil attacked Job, Job didn't know, but the devil went to God first and said, let me touch him. God said, okay, just can't take his life. So if you don't know that, if you don't know that all adversity is just a test, if you think that God, like a lot of people, like I did when I was young, dumb, and stupid, I thought God abandoned me, that God didn't like me, that God was out to get me. I thought I was a bad guy, so I did bad things. Why? I thought I was a bad guy. Why? I thought. That's the problem. So your thoughts are is producing your oppression. Now, I know that's another study for another time. That's like, you know, that's like going to, you know, like that's like taking a Marine and, you know, he's going to Ranger school or he's going to be a Navy SEAL. This is like advanced training. So the life management system is for, you know, advanced light workers, advanced, you know, witch hunters, advanced water walkers, if you will, advanced demon hunters. So like in the Matrix, one day you're going to be like Neo. Right now you run from agents. When the agents show up, you run. When the agents show up in my life, they don't show up. Because the agents overstand the same way demons ran from Jesus. Nowhere in the Bible can you find where a demon came and knocked on his door. In fact, every time Jesus went to where, they all knew him before he got there. And they all said, why have you come to torment us before our time? They all begged him, please, 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 can we go into those pigs? Can we go now? If problems are not running from you, that's because of a flawed mental disposition. So how do we think like God? Well, I got one question for you. What problem does God have? Yes, please, if God has problems, please email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com and let me know what problem that God has in his life that he can't solve. Just email me, please. In fact, you can just call me on that one, 210-290-5927. But since I'm driving, just text me. If you think God got problems, and since you are made in God's image and likeness, now, again, the offspring of a thing grows up to be like the thing. Now, I like the movie The Lion King. Now, in the movie The Lion King, Mufasa was the king of the jungle. Since Mufasa was the king, guess what Simba was? He was a king in waiting. He was the heir to the throne. So nobody, it's interesting. Watch how they treated Simba when Mufasa was alive. And then you notice how they treated him when Mufasa died. Now, if you haven't seen the movie Lion King in a while, you might want to watch it again. As long as Mufasa was alive, Simba enjoyed all of the rights and the privileges of being the king's son. So I got another question for you, light worker, life management system member. Is your God dead? Now, if your God is dead, then you're in trouble, boo-boo. You're on the run. Devil going to whoop your old. But see, my God, he not dead. I don't know about what God you got. The God I serve is not freaking dead. I serve the living God. If God is not dead, and he's not, all of the attributes, as the Bible says, I am a joint heir. I mean, I'm not making this up. It's in your Bible. Your Bible says that you are a joint heir with Christ. So whatever rights he got, you got. That's the last time I checked. Now, maybe they changed this since the last time I read it, but last time I read it, it says I was a joint heir. See, you got stinking thinking. There is no such thing as a problem. Problems exist in the head. Now, because they exist in your head, they manifest in real life. So if you change your thinking, guess what happens with your problem? You change the problem. The problem goes as your thinking goes. As your thinking goes, so your life goes. The only problem that anybody has on this earth is we all got erroneous thinking. So if you think like God, guess what happens? You start to act like God. And when you start to act like God, you start to manifest. You start to behave like God. Then you start to walk in love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness and self-control. Focus on your God-ordained destiny. Discipline your thought life. Order or structure your behavior. If you do those things, brothers and sisters, you will have what the Bible calls faith, hope, and love. The greatest of these things is love. It is extremely important for us to change the way that we think. We're not thinking successful. That's why we're not successful. Because success is not a worldly attribute. It is a biblical trait. Let me say it again. Success is not a worldly attribute. At least not for me. The foundation of true, authentic success is based upon biblical principles, not worldly attributes. So the world can give you a lot of things, but if the world can give it to you, the world can take it away. But God is not, the Bible says God's gifts are without recompense. That simply means God is not the end giver. God is not going to give you something today and take it away from you tomorrow. Now, let me make sure you understand what that means. Because that means that if you are a royal priest today and you sin tomorrow, you don't stop being a royal priest. Now, I know that's probably contrary to your theology, but again, the God I serve is not dead. He's alive. Mufasa did not turn his back on Simba. When Simba went out and hang out with the little dude, Rafiki, and the other little guy, and they taught him Hakuna Matata. And he was out living like he wasn't the king's son. Now, he stopped being the king's son. But the king didn't stop seeing him as his son. You can leave God, but God never leaves you. See, our thinking, we think God, if we do something, God's going to leave us because that's what we taught. We think there is a limit. We think there is only a certain amount. See, God is limited. Let me speak for myself. That's what I thought. I thought if I did blank, surely God would turn his back on me. God never did. That's why I'm here today. See, the system I teach has been proven. I've already lived it. So I only teach what I've lived. I don't teach what I've read. And I went out into the world, and I committed every sin that I could think of, and then I just made up some, and then I did them too. And guess what? God still said the same thing. Enter into the joy of the Lord. See, the God I serve is omnibenevolent, because that's what he says he is. Now, just like any parent, if my son does certain things, there is something called consequences or discipline. Because